It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, February 26th. This is Jade, bringing you a look at the effect repetitive music might have on your mental state. But first, let's check out a few of today's music news headlines. Continuing the tradition of powerhouse divas taking their spectacle to Vegas, today Janet Jackson announced she'll be taking over Park Theater at Park MGM Resort. For 15 days running May 17th through August 10th, Jackson will be bringing a show she's calling Metamorphosis to Las Vegas. The show will trace Jackson's path to love, empowerment, motherhood, and activism amidst the challenges she faced along her personal journey. You may remember Jay and I talking about a tweet that Nicki Minaj sent out last summer asking Tracy Chapman to slide in her DMs and give her permission to be sampled on Minaj's upcoming album. Well, apparently that permission was never granted because in October of last year, Tracy Chapman sued Minaj for infringement, claiming that the song Sorry contained an interpolation of Chapman's song Baby Can I Hold You, and that it was used without her permission and violates Chapman's copyright. Today, Minaj responded to the lawsuit, saying that, quote, Chapman has not properly registered her claim to the copyright in the composition, unquote. And Minaj continued that Chapman is, quote, not the owner of the copyright in issue and therefore lacks standing to bring the claims alleged in the complaint. Right now, it just seems kind of like a mess, but I'm sure there'll be updates and we'll let you know as soon as we know more. And some sad news in the music world. Mark Hollis, singer and co-founder of the post-rock band Talk Talk, has died at the age of 64. The news was confirmed by Hollis's longtime manager, Keith Abstin, who said in a statement, "I'm still trying to accept this, but it's true." He revealed that Hollis passed away from a short illness from which he never recovered. With Talk Talk, Hollis explored a variety of genres. Early in their career, the band made synth pop and toured with bands like Duran Duran, garnering several top 25 hits and worldwide commercial success with It's My Life, which would have a second life as a hit in 2003 when No Doubt covered it. By the late 1980s, the band had switched up their sound to pioneer a post-rock sound in 1988's Spirit of Eden and 1991's Laughingstock. The albums are considered by many to be masterpieces and influenced bands like Portishead, Radiohead, and Sigur Rós. Shortly after the release of Laughingstock, the band broke up. Hollis released a solo record in 1998 and then retired from the music industry. While he was reclusive in his retirement, he did appear on Uncle's 1998 album, Science Fiction, and most recently created an instrumental piece for the television show Boss. Let's go back to that early hit, It's My Life. When I was working at Urban Outfitters, one of the joys was getting in early and being asked to pick out the six albums we would start our day off listening to in the store. I never realized that was a luxury until I came across this story from CBC this week discussing the negative effects of repetitive playlists on retail employees. The conversation was kicked off by a series of Starbucks coffee shop employees complaining on Reddit about their quote-unquote Hamilton takeover, where the soundtrack to the Broadway show was played at 8,000 Starbucks locations non-stop. Gentlemen of the jury, I'm curious. And with only 2 hours of music, the playlist made the employees bonkers. As one barista said, "If I have to hear Hamilton one more time, I'm getting on a ladder and ripping out all of our speakers from the ceiling." Writer Adam Johnson was arguing that it is a serious workers' right issue, saying it's the same system that's used on terror suspects in Guantanamo. They used the repetition of music. Neuroscientist Jessica Gahn, who has studied the effects of music on mood, agrees that, yes, playing the same music over and over again has a deleterious effect on one's mental well-being. For its part, A rep from Starbucks says that the company's stores each cultivate a unique in-store environment with playlists of more than 4,000 songs that are continuously updated based on feedback from their partners or to include new music, and that baristas always have the ability to choose from any of the multiple playlists available in their store. So maybe rotate that Hamilton out for the next few weeks. And for our viral hit today, something cute to help you celebrate Black History Month. 6-year-old Abigail and her mother teamed up with a photographer and graphic designer to recreate some iconic album covers to help celebrate the month. Her mother said, "I want to pay homage to some awesome singers." She basically picked artists that she grew up listening to, and she wanted to show her daughters some of the singers that she loved throughout the years. So Abby takes on the looks of Toni Braxton, Missy Elliott, Whitney Houston, among others. And they really are just adorable and cute in a way for the mother and daughter not only to bond, but to embrace Black history and Black culture. And that's today's music news. You can see all those album covers redone by Abby, plus catch up on all of today's music news stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Cecilia Johnson. And we want to know if you love this podcast. Please let us know with your reviews and your likes. Thank you so very much. And check back in tomorrow with Jay for more music news.